Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Comedy Castle podcast. I'm your host, Joel Fragamenti. I'm going to tell you what's going on this week at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Let's start with the Wednesday night open mic. That's April 9th. If you're listening live or when this show comes out, April 9th, the Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. You don't need to get a ticket on comedycastle.com for open mic. No, you don't. You show up. It's $5. If you got a big party, call the club at 248-542-9900 to let them know. But otherwise, just show up. Pay the $5. Enjoy all the great comics we got on open mic night for you this week. It's going to be a good one. That's at 7:30. And then this weekend's headliner, Erica Rhodes, starts her three-night stand on Thursday, April the 10th at 7:30 p.m. We've also got shows at Friday night, the 11th of April, at 7:15 and 9:45 p.m. And we've also got 7 and 9:30 shows for you on Saturday, April 12th. So come check out the Comedy Castle. Erica Rhodes this weekend. She's great. You're going to enjoy seeing Erica because I know she's been at our club a bunch of times. Yeah. And she's gotten quite popular with her various specials, you know? So she's been on television a bunch of times, and she started out going way back on Prairie Home Companion, and just lots and lots of shows. I'm looking at her bio here and all of the stuff people know her from. Got to come see Erica. She's really funny, and she's got a unique voice, really talented lady. She's been with us for, you know, let's just put it this way. She was with us when people didn't know who she was. And now people know who she is. So it should be a real great weekend. I'm looking through the archive here. She's been on the show once or twice in the past. Let me go back if you want to pull up an interview. Tom McCarthy would have done both of these with her. Actually, she was a redux. So we interviewed her once. Show number 43 back in 2020. So we would have been just back after the pandemic on that one. So, check that out. Show number 43. Because I didn't get a chance to talk to Erica. We were trying to make it happen. We didn't. But I've got a great interview with you with Robin Giller, and she's your MC this week. And that'll be fun to have her out. And for those of you who don't know, if you've been a fan of the Michigan comedy scene, you probably know about Robin Gillerin, her husband Jason Gillerin. They're out there promoting their own shows. We talk about those. They do a husband-wife act as well, where they split the time. I think they perform together a little bit on stage. So she's our MC this weekend. And Blaine Hill, who I talked to and who headlined last summer, is in as the feature this weekend. So we really got a great week of comedy for you with those three. And I'll be talking to Robin in just a few minutes. I think you're going to enjoy that interview. I know I enjoyed doing it. Robin's been a friend of mine for years now, but finally talking on the podcast. So there you go. All right. How's your week going, guys? Everything good? I hope so. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Mike Young last week. That was fun. I talked to Robin about Mike Young because she was an extra in Stealing Jokes. I said, I didn't see you in Stealing Jokes, but she apparently was there. She was on set with Mike Young. And Mike is, of course, coming up next Wednesday, the 16th. So if you didn't catch my interview with Mike last week, go ahead and listen to that. And I give just a quick shout out to Troy Bond, who headlined last week. Fun weekend. He brought a whole new group of folks to the Comedy Castle who maybe wouldn't be darkening our door. And not just that, but people from other states and really far away came out for Troy Bond. So hope you had a good time. Troy's really blowing up, and it was a pleasure to have him at the club. And it should be a great week with Erica Rhodes. You know, it should be a lot of fun there. And again, when it comes to these tickets, when people know your headliner, I was stopped on the street. Here's an Erica Rhodes story. I was stopped walking and without any thing that said I worked at the Comedy Castle. A guy was parking his car, and he saw me walking in the direction of the Comedy Castle. He asked me, do you work at the Comedy Castle? I said, yes, I do. He said, are there Erica Rhodes tickets available for next week? I want to come. I said, yes, you go to comedycastle.com. So a guy on the street stopped me to ask. And now I send him there. So there's an awareness of Erica's weekend that, is out there. So it's going to be a good one. bring everyone you know. You'll enjoy her stuff. She's really great. So, yeah, we do have an interview with her up. And you can, of course, find her on YouTube and Instagram and the usual spots if you want to know what she's like. But, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. Robin Gillerin did a real fun interview with me. Let's tell you what we talked about before we play that. You know, Robin has a background in acting and modeling and commercials. We'll talk about that. We'll tell some funny stories about me auditioning for commercials that didn't work out. Seems to be that it's lawyers and casinos, the two big employers of local actors. But that's cool. We'll talk about how she's promoting shows and her company, Hard G Comedy. We'll talk about her history at the Comedy Castle and why that's special. You'll also hear some advice that I give about working on the road, what to do when you don't have enough time. If you're a comic and they send you out there and say, fill this time, how do you do it? I'll give you a little advice on that. Yeah, so it's a good one. I enjoyed this talk. Robin's really cool. She's funny. Again, she also has a funny voice, which you'll hear in the interview, but I think it's even more amplified. I think it's even more amplified when she's performing, as you'll hear her this weekend at the Comedy Castle. So come early. Robin's afraid. Robin's afraid you guys are going to come late and miss her set, all right? So don't come late. Come early, all right? And if you needed any more of a prod to come early, I'm going to play that interview right now. Let's listen to Robin, and we'll be back after this, okay? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on the other end of my line, I have a pleasure of speaking to a woman that is going to MC the great shows we have for you this weekend at the Comedy Castle. One of my former comedy students. I always like to say that. Robin Gillerin, welcome to the Comedy Castle podcast.
Well, thanks for having me, Joel. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's great to finally talk to you on here.
Yes.
Not that we don't talk when I see you every time.
It's always great to talk to me anytime.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's pretty good to talk to me, too, I'm told.
It's good to talk to you, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But big weekend for you. Erica Rhodes is coming in headlining. And I know when we were talking before the show, she was someone you looked up to in stand-up comedy.
Yes, I absolutely am a fan favorite. I'm super excited to be opening this weekend. I'm so excited. I was told when I first started in comedy that I should check her out because we both have the same annoying voices. So, yay. and we're also funny and women. Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah, there you go. That's totally fine. You know, she's been with at our club for probably about 15 years.
Wow.
And going from, you know, when she was a kind of a complete unknown to where she is now is a real big swing. So, you know, she's one of those people that, you know, kind of comes to the Comedy Castle and figures it out and becomes a big star later.
Yeah, and the jokes keep coming. She's great. She's really good at them. Yeah. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it should be a great time. But let's get into your career and your life because, you know, you've been on the comedy. So when did you first start doing stand-up comedy? What year was that?
It was 2019. It's been about 6 years now, Joel. Okay. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill told me if you don't quit, you get better. So I think that happened.
That is good advice, as simple and sort of almost too simple, but it's absolutely the answer. I say it maybe in a different way. Maybe it's not exactly what Bill was referring to, but I always say, well, you know, no one gets fired from comedy. Either you quit or you're doing it. You know, either you quit or you're doing it.
Yeah,
you really can't. Either you quit or you're doing it. You know, if you're not doing it, nothing happens for you. You know, you really.
Exactly. You know, I've also been told that once you're a comedian, you're always a comedian, though, too. You know, it's sort of like once you're a fisherman, you're always a fisherman. You just can't stop doing that.
That skill is always with you.
Yeah.
It's always, it's always a thing for the resume. Comedian. Which is good. And I remember you, especially around that time, having you in my comedy class, the advanced comedy class, which got like canceled for the pandemic. If you remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it kept coming back. We tried like three times,
I think it took about a year and a half for your group to finally finish the 6-week advanced comedy class.
And we were great. You know, what was amazing is that there were so many of us in that class that Mark had watched the tapes, and we all got weekends the same. We all called each other, and was very exciting. Yeah. So I'm excited to be back at the Castle. It's one of my favorite places to perform, and I just love it there. It feels like home to me.
Yeah, it's it is one of those things where, you know, when I would tour, the Castle weekend was always the highlight. And it didn't even matter, like, hey, you're going to a new club. But I would be like, okay, it's a new club. I don't know what this is going to be like. It made me a little nervous. You're like, okay, it's a club you're going to play. I'm nervous, but it was Comedy Cast. It's like, okay, I'm at home. I know what this is going to be like. That's
And like, how do I walk up? Where's the green room? Yeah. What's the crowd like? What's the seating like? Mm-hmm. How's the stage? Like, are they going to be like looking at my bare legs? Is it too low? You know, it's weird. It's funny when you go to, because we've, you know, my husband and I have been doing comedy together now for a long time, and we've been doing some co-headlining gigs all over, and you never know what you're getting into. So it is a little scary at times. Yeah,
you know the Comedy Castle show is going to have nice audiences. You know that you're going to get paid. The audiences are pretty nice. There's always, you get a knucklehead once in a while over there, but we do our best to stop that.
Big Bill will take care. Yeah, Big Bill takes care of him too.
I take care of him too.
You do, but he's a little bit more intimidating.
Well, he might
than
be more intimidating, but I use logic. I use
smarter.
The thing about, hey, listen, I know you're having fun, but here's the deal. If you talk again, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Yes, please be quiet.
Yeah. And that's great. People don't like that.
Part of the job of the MC, though, is to make sure people are, you know, they have their quiet voices on.
You set the tone for them. And if you can get them to be quiet, because, you know, I think every MC that comes out has to deal with a little bit of, well, one, they don't know who you are. So you have that. But you also have, you know, like, and we'll probably have this weekend birthday parties, those kind of big celebrations of people. And they're all chit-chatting with each other. They're socializing. We got to get them from that socializing thing to watching a theatrical performance thing, which is the comedy.
Yeah.
And
it's
that's
hard to do.
Yeah. And when you're good, when you got that skill, though, hey, you can do anything if you can do that.
It helps to be cute.
It helped me a lot. But, you know, folks, well, let's talk about what you were doing before stand-up comedy. I know some of that, but to fill me in, acting, modeling, you still, I see on your social media, always commercials. Those kind of things.
Still doing that. Love it. I actually just signed with a new agent that works out of Ohio, Kentucky, and Wisconsin, which is kind of exciting. I just did a commercial for the Pottawatomie Casino.
Yeah, I was going to say they got casinos
Milwaukee.
There too.
Yeah. Because I've been in all those billboards for Motor City Casino.
Yeah,
you've probably seen those, but in their calendar and everything. But yeah, I've been doing that for about 15 years or so. I do voiceovers and on camera stuff. I've been in Sam Bernstein commercials, which is fun.
Look at that.
A couple of those. And it's a fun thing. It was sort of an easy transition to move into stand-up because I already felt comfortable on stage in front of a camera and talking with people and all of that. So I've been an actor since I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, that's that sort of experience. When you bring that experience to stand-up comedy, usually it's very helpful. I mean, I'm sure there's some people who did it and said, I'd rather go do that than this because maybe the pressure of the live performing is, you know, there isn't a second take in comedy, you know, versus, you know, anything that way. But, usually people that I find that have a theatrical background really do well in stand-up comedy.
Well, it's an interesting thing. I mean, you do have a lot of people like me have this sort of delusional competence where I can go on stage and I can do it and it's fine. But part of the problem with me and maybe some other actors is that at times my performance was too performy.
Oh,
you know, and for stand-up, you want to be more conversational.
Sure,
so that's something I've been working on for a long time to just, you know, be in the moment and be present and connect with the audience instead of putting on a quote show.
Yeah. No, I think that's true. Although I also think that, you know, most people say, well, the best comedy is conversational. It sounds like you're talking to your best friend. there's exceptions to everything. And if you're going to be somebody that can put on a show that really works for people, I think that they'll dig that. You know, I think there's a way to do that. And I don't think that's the easy way. I don't think, you know, but yeah, that's definitely a thing. And then another thing I've noticed, and I know this from my comedy career, as a comic trying to do the acting thing, then the commercial auditions and all that stuff, that was really hard as a stand-up comic, I found. I found that stuff to be so intimidating, super hard, and, you know, anybody who had, like, an improv background, I found really excelled at that stuff, whereas it's just a straight stand-up, I struggled.
Oh.
Yeah. Those things were not fun for me.
And you got to do what's fun, you know? If that's not fun for you, then it's good to know what you want to do with your time.
Yeah, because I feel like, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, I feel like if I was given the role, if somebody said to me, hey, you're doing this, I'd be really good in it. But it's just the that intermediate step of going in the audition and doing it, not on set, and that, it was just always like a black, you know, staring into the void, trying to pretend that the other actors were there, and that I just really...
That makes sense. That's... I remember once I had an audition for a movie and I had to pretend to eat a hamburger. Okay. I'm like, can you just give me a hamburger? It was so weird. Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah. The pretending is weird. The interacting with other people is not the hard part. It's the pretending to interact with other people. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. It was always a kind of a thing that, like, man, when you get good at this, then when you can do that and do what they want to see, I guess maybe I just didn't know what they wanted to see. I always felt like that was part of it too. Like, what am I lacking?
Yeah, and
here,
you need directions. You need that. That's one of the hardest things now about being an on-camera talent is that a lot of the auditions are just self-tape. Pandemic, they just have you videotape stuff at home.
I did a few of those.
Blank wall. Yeah, and before it used to be that you would go and there would be an audition in front of a director and the casting agent, and they would give you feedback, mm-hmm. and you'd be able to kind of tweak your audition so that you could, you know, take direction and show them how you can take direction, which doesn't happen a lot. But
I had an audition once. I might have told the story on this show, but it's pretty funny. Yeah, I think you'll relate. I don't know if you know it, but I auditioned for Jumana, the famous, infamous lawyer here in Metro Detroit. So I just, and Jumana, I don't think had even had all the billboards right at sort of the beginning of her.
They're getting sort of so weird
blowing
now,
up.
By the
way. But I had this thing about I was injured. It was literally, the lines were something like, I was injured. I think I was supposed to be like an EMT or something. And I was like, I was injured on the job. And Jumana got me, I got money. Thanks, Jumana. Or, you know, I was injured on the job and I couldn't work anymore. And and thanks, Jumana. And it was like that thing. And so I do it. And I really thought I was pretty good. You know, I wasn't in a uniform or anything. And I go, and it was at one of the production, you know, one of the agency things. And I'm in this agent's office and I'm doing the thing. And I go, I'm doing it. And the guy goes, can you be a little sadder? So I did it again. And I tried to be a little more sad. And then the guy says, hey, can you do it a little more sad? So I did it another time. And I was trying to be a little more sad. And the guy gets really upset. And he goes, can you just be sad for 1 second? You're in a wheelchair. That was not in the sides. It was not in anything that I was in a wheelchair. I was not doing it as a guy who was in a wheelchair.
And he's yelling at you.
Yeah, and like I go, it's not in the thing you sent me. No, I printed it out. It's right here. It's not there.
So I was eating an ice cream cone.
Right. Like, I don't know. I was like, I'm a guy who, like, I was injured and I'm good. Thanks, Jumana. You know, and they're like, I'm a guy in a wheelchair whose life has been ruined. I go, that's a whole nother performance that I wasn't prepared to do. So I did one, like, I was in a wheelchair and I was not in the Jumana commercial.
So you didn't get the job?
Didn't get the Jumana job, no.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a couple of Sam Bernstein commercials. Okay. One, I like play like someone's daughter or something. Okay. And I say, are you okay, Dad? But in the first one I did, I say, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm, they treated me like family. And I have a joke about it. I say, yeah, they never gave me my money. So I had to call Lee Free.
Oh, good God.
I love it.
Yeah, those people are unbelievable.
So many, there's so many attorney like firms there here, law firms in Detroit area.
There's and I've met most of them from working at the Comedy Castle.
Sure, they all come. They bring
Mike
their
Morris comes in. Beth Bernstein's been in there. You know who I? Here's a story. I don't know if I've ever told this. The guy that you might see on the billboard fairly recently, but he's doing his thing now, is Femenenio.
I went to grade school with him.
I also went to grade school with David Femenenio.
Did you?
Yeah, no. Yeah. He went away to Catholic school, but we went to public school, elementary school in Clinton Township, Ottawa Elementary. Me and David,
we
were in the same grade, and people always confused us because of the last name.
Joel?
Yeah.
That's where I grew up. I went to St. Thecla with Dave.
Okay, yeah, yeah. David left Ottawa at some point to go to St. Thecla.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was
right around the corner.
Well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. We probably knew all the same people growing up.
We might have. Well, we can socialize about that later, but I see his billboards all the time and I get
yeah, and he went
it.
To high school like, with my husband. He went to high school with Jason. Yeah.
So he went to like
De La Salle.
Yeah, I was gonna say he went to one of the Catholic high schools.
That's so funny.
But yeah, David and he had a brother named Jake who was my brother's age, a little bit older than me, and
Jake
we all
kind of
grew up together. But it was like it was always that thing about are you Fragamenti or Femenenti? That's what people used to ask me. I know you're one of those guys. And I go, we're not related. We just the name's kind of similar.
That's great.
Yeah,
this is a great story.
Isn't that cool? So that's but I have no hate for lawyers, I would say in general.
No, I think
as much as like as ridiculous as those commercials can be, I think that's just the business they're in and the math works out.
I'll take the money.
You buy those commercials. You pay actors like you to be in the commercial, and somehow it works out at the other end.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh no,
I'm doing a window commercial next week.
Oh, what are you someone who has sold windows?
Some window company. I don't know. I think I'm playing an attorney. It's a funny commercial. They hired me because I'm funny. I guess right. I don't know.
That's good.
We'll see how that goes.
All right, sounds great. People will be looking for you there.
Yes.
I saw you on that. You're that guy from the thing. The girl from the windows. But let's get into then your journey in stand-up. Let's get into that. Metro Detroit has a great scene. You were
so
able to, start with classes at the Comedy Castle. Then tell us where you went from there. How did you get working? What was the how did that all come together for you?
I would say that's tenacity and not taking offense when people say no and just keep going. Jason, my husband, started comedy a couple of years before I did. I think he's been at it for about 8 years now. And we started just producing small shows. We've done a few rounds of shows. We have a cottage up in Caseville. So we do some shows in Port Austin and Caseville, which are super fun. Yeah. It's always us. We sort of host and then we hire people to headline and feature. And the crowds up there are amazing. It's so much fun. And that sort of enabled us to be able to, learn what it's like to produce a show, is actually not very easy.
It's not easy. I teach it in the class, too, which is one of the reasons.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's why you got into it. I think every comedian, if they're smart, will do it. At least for a little bit to kind of learn the business from that side. But the effect that it has on your career can be really great because you're hiring people to come in, work for you. And then when they need someone for a gig, they might use you.
Yeah. And we have the same people a lot of times in those small towns that will come again and again. So it also forces you to write some new material, try out some new things.
Yeah.
We have a little fan base up there, which is fun. And then we do some shows locally too, but we haven't done too many lately because we've been so busy with our own, people are starting to know who we are and they're starting to book us on weekends and we're doing some really cool shows that I'm shocked sometimes that we got booked to headline the Roxy in Rochester and we're doing Youngers and Romeo, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So we're doing some fun things. We're going to the Backroom Comedy Club in Toronto. And we've done the Underground Laugh Lounge a couple of times. So we've done some really fun things.
That's
so
terrific. Yeah.
I'm proud of us. Sure. We're still willing to host and feature when we have opportunities. Jason, my husband, is able to feature Memorial Day weekend. He is working with Josh Adams, who's really great.
Well, that'll be a fun weekend. Josh's last weekend was a riot.
Oh, he's so funny.
Yeah.
Such a funny guy. I mean, you know, the castle brings the best, you know, the best headliners, and we're always lucky. I had a Facebook post and I said, you know, if you're lucky and you get a weekend at the castle, it's like, it's amazing. It's such a great, and Bill books them usually all the same week. And everybody who gets one is so grateful. So,
yeah, because you get it really far out and you got all this sort of time to get ready for it, or sort of, you know, you try to peek.
Yeah, right, you see, you're going to write your jokes, weekend. But you don't.
Like, well, it gives you a thing. Like, hey, I always tell this to people who get to headline the castle for the first time. You know, like maybe they just featured. That's how it works a lot of times. And it's like, well, you just featured and you killed it. And now it's like you're going to get booked a headline and it's going to be in like 8 or 9 months or something. So start working on that 45 if you're not, you know, if you don't have
get
it now.
Ready.
You know, start buffing that stuff up. So
it's really cool. I've done 40 and 45 now, but just for bar nights.
Sure.
Usually when Jason and I will co-headline, we split the time, but we have an opener do 15 or 20. Yeah, so I'll do 35 or so, which that's the beauty. I like doing 35 just feels so good.
Sure.
40 for me feels like a stretch right now, but
well, and that's
if
okay.
I get to do 20 to 30, I'm very happy.
Yeah.
About
I mean,
it.
Like, I always tell people you're not getting booked because of how much time you can do. You're going to be
that's
booked because you're
you
really good. And people some reason don't get that. It's like, well, look, if you can kill for 20, I always use the thing about, you know, does every joke work? If you're up there for 20 minutes as a middle at the castle and every joke works, you might get asked to headline because every joke, you know, when you see a headliner, you want every joke to work.
Yeah.
That's really sort of the quality that you see of a headliner more than maybe the other acts on the show where, you know, those openers, they had a couple good things and a couple things missed, but then that headliner, everything was great, you know, and that's, so when you're the middle and everything's great, then it's like, then you're headlining because you're good, not because you can do the time. The time will come. It's really a weird thing I try to explain to comics, and they sort of don't get it. Is, you know, sometimes you're writing out of necessity. Sometimes you're just slowing down and talking a little slower, and that's getting you there. There's lots of ways that you can develop into a headliner without just saying,
a following helps.
A following will help too. If the people want to see you, and God, you know, in the age of social media, those people that have the following but don't have the act, that's not a fun night to work.
It's so scary. I can't imagine. But, you know, some people just want to see their person that they've been following in live and they're on stage. So that's good. Good for them.
Yeah,
I don't care what other people do. I stay in my lane. Yeah. I do what I can. And Mike Green told me to be undeniably funny.
Yeah,
and I'm
there
trying
you go.
My best. I'm just trying to do that.
Yeah. We saw a guy recently, or it was a show. I don't know how recent it was, but just the show that I would describe as one of the worst performances by a headliner at Comedy Castle that I've ever seen. Right. And I was like, what a horror. Like, I feel bad for the audience because they had to sit through this. And then, you know, I'm making my rounds after the show and these people are in their little group who came together and they're like, that was so great. That was so fun. Oh, my God. He was amazing. And it was just like, my goodness, people. But you know what? That's the thing. They had fun. They had
as
a great time. And I'm sitting there going, you know,
people have fun.
People had fun. It is what it is. Might have been a rough night for the guy. I don't know. But he, you know, or maybe he didn't have it. I don't know. I can't say much more about who it was. But
like I said, it's the delusional confidence that you need, Joel.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of that thing you get thrown into it. I mean, I'll tell you a story about, you know, I was a road feature. I went on the road, like when I say on the road is a feature for the first time, meaning I was out of my state. I wasn't booked by like some club that used me as an opener. I just
a friend.
Well, you know, like you would MC at like Joey's and then they'd feature you, or you'd MC at the Castle and then they'd feature you. This was a club where I sent a tape of me featuring and they hired me.
Yeah.
And I was, it was 2 weeks of shows in Florida, and I got little towns in Florida too. Nothing, no big clubs or anything. Like, and so I go to the first one at a hotel. It's like a hotel lounge on a Sunday night. I'll never forget this. And, you know, I go in there, two comic show headliner, you know, feature headliner. And, you know, the show's getting ready to start. And they're like, look, we don't have a headliner. And I'm just, now, meanwhile, I got to do like 30 or 35 because it's a two comic show. Now, I the tape that I'd sent out was like from Ridley. So it was 20. It was really good, 20. But I knew I'd have to do longer on the road. Well, the first night they say to me, look, the headliner just called. His flight just landed. And he's about an hour away. We don't want to make these people wait that long. So can you just go up and perform till he gets here? Now, meanwhile, again, I'm like 3 years in. I'm like stretching. You know, I know I'm stretching to make that 30. I know that 30 involves me turning to the audience and saying, hey, what do you guys do for a living? I know that's a thing that's going to happen in my 30. Now I'm up there for potentially an hour. It was terrifying. Terrifying.
That's very scary. You know, a similar thing happened to us. It was a snowy night. We were at Big Tommy's. Okay. Jason and I headlined Big Tommy's, and he was in surgery. And he,
Jason, your husband, yeah.
Yes, he's also a doctor. Yes, and Jason. A comedian. He's not responding to me. He's not messaging me. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, so I get in the car and I drive to Big Tommy's and I show up and we have an opener who's amazing. Preston Hart.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen him, but
sure, I love Preston. Had Preston. Yeah, I know
Preston. Preston Hart was opening. And I said, okay, Preston, if you do 30, I can do this. I can do an hour.
Right, yeah.
You know, you're going to do 30. And so, but then Jason showed up, thank goodness. Cause you know, he's way funnier than I am. I don't know if you've seen him lately, but he's pretty good.
Yeah. Jason. And, I love Jason.
Yeah. I was really grateful that he finished his surgery. He stapled up whoever he was working on came to the show.
no shortcuts were taken. The surgery was done like any other night, any other day. But then a headliner gave me this piece of advice on the road too. If you're ever in that situation, maybe you or any comic that might be listening to this, where they go, look, you got to go out and just kill time, or you're going to ask you to do longer than you planned on doing, is a guy told me this once. He says, just stall at the top, meaning don't do your 20 that you know that you have and then go, you know, look at your watch and go, okay, I got to do 10 more and then talk to the audience. You're like, go on stage, find out how everybody's doing.
Get to know them.
Get to know them. Do the bullshit. Do the small talk. Find out who's there on a date, who's celebrating something. Do all that. Now you're 10, 15 minutes in, and then you can start your 20-minute quote-unquote set.
Sure.
And there you go. A little hot tip for you.
That works. I need some hot tips, Joel.
That's all. I'm done. You've heard all the tips. No, you're taking the advanced comedy class. You know the tips. You know what you got to do.
I missed one of them. I can't remember which one it was.
Did I owe you a lecture? Is that
it? I don't know. It's fine. I'm doing okay, I think.
But you could be a guest. You could be a guest in comedy class. I'd love to have you as a guest.
I would love to. Yeah. I'll come teach something. I could teach people how to get acting gigs or whatever.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, people ask that and they go, I don't know. Like, well, I got a couple acting. I fluked into a couple acting things, but it was a chore.
It's so great. Sometimes you make a lot of money, and sometimes you make none. So
yeah, sometimes you make zip. But yeah, but
it's
hey,
like comedy.
And hey, you never know when you're gonna get to do a thing. Maybe you'll work with. I mean, I was, my big, the people that when people say I saw you in that thing, it's the movie The 5-Year Engagement, where I'm the guy that eats the stale donuts and makes Mindy Kaling cry. And I'm like, it's a movie that nobody saw, but when you see it, you're like, hey, there's Joel, there's Mindy Kaling, there's Emily Blunt, there's Kevin Hart, there's all these big stars, and I'm in it, and I actually am proud of that. And
do you have the credit that I am?
It was a non-speaking featured extra, so I am technically.
It should be on your credits.
I could probably add it to IMDb without getting too much bullshit, but it's not
actually. That's exciting.
It's not actually in the credits because what I was is I was an extra.
Yeah.
I was in this extras holding, which was just a room where like all the main actors were hanging out too. And that Nick Stoller, the director, comes and sits down at my table with me. He goes, "Hey, man, do you want to, can you cry on demand?" And this is, you know, I know Nick Stoller, Get Him to the Greek, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, like great director, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, Nick, I can do that. Okay, yeah, yeah. And we're going to have you. And yeah, because I guess I look like a guy who would eat stale donuts. If you've seen the movie, you'll know the thing. So I was like, I feel like I was a little.
Can you step on my foot?
Yeah.
Can you step on my foot and make me cry?
Well, they did so. I actually was able to cry on demand a little bit.
Yeah.
But then they did so many takes, they actually sent the guy over. They sent the makeup guy over with the drops.
Oh.
They did that for me. So, yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that's helpful.
But, yeah, that was my that's my claim to fame. People see that movie and they'll go, hey, I saw you in that. I'm like, thank
you. I don't
you.
Have any claims to fame. Someday, maybe.
Well, come on. This window thing could blow up.
Without blowing up the windows. That
I don't
would be
know.
Good.
Hey, listen, you're the MC at Mark Ridley's Comedy Cast.
That's very exciting.
And if people know that you're an actor, and that's the thing, I think, do you bring that up in your act at all? Or
do you ever... I do. I have some jokes about it, like that Sam Bernstein one I said. Well, yeah.
Somebody will be watching you one day and say, hey, I'm shooting this thing. You'd be great for it. I wrote
awesome.
This thing. You'd be great for it.
Like, put me in, coach.
Yeah, well, I had my friend Mike Young on last week. And, mm-hmm. and Mike made that movie Stealing Jokes with tons of local people in it.
I was in it.
Oh, you were in Stealing Jokes? What'd you do in Stealing Jokes?
I was Diego Atanasio's girlfriend. We were in the club together.
Oh, I didn't even see you guys.
And then we played ping pong. I don't know if it made it in the movie.
Oh,
you didn't
see the movie?
But
no, I had a list of people that were in it that I knew, you know.
Charles Hill played
I didn't see Charles.
Charles Hill was the bartender.
Yeah, I didn't see Charles either.
That's so funny.
But yeah, you know, Mike's a cool dude. I love Mike.
And there was a girl that I know that was in it. I don't remember exactly what her role was because clearly I haven't watched it yet. Yeah. But I've been in two commercials with her. One was for the Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
And then one was the things that I've been in for Motor City Casino.
Yeah.
So there were billboards and a bunch of things. She was just in the big Faygo commercial.
Oh, I didn't know Faygo had a big commercial.
Faygo just released this really cool commercial and she was like the lead in the commercial wore this, like, she was like Faygo Red or something. She's very cute. Her name is Ashley. She's great. They always have her playing my bestie, but she's like in her 30s. I'm like, I am 51 years old. Like,
but you can be the bestie with, well, maybe that you play younger. That's a good thing.
I'm like the old lady that hangs out with the young people.
That's all right. Yeah. That's okay.
It's fine.
You're not her mom. That's cool.
That's great.
Well, we're going to see you this weekend. I'm excited. This should be a fun week with Erica and Blaine Hill and you.
Yes, Blaine is so incredible.
Yeah,
he headlined last year and he's featuring. I mean, I'm working with two amazing comics and I'm so grateful for this time and I can't wait.
Yeah, it should be great because I'll tell you what, those two aren't going to miss a step. You're not, you know, you better, you got to be on your game to hang with those two.
I am very grateful, and I'm just going to set the stage for them so that they can come out and do what they do best.
Well, listen, we got five opportunities for people to come out and see the show this weekend, and I want you to do it because Robin's my friend. Robin's my student. Want Robin to excel?
Yeah, and come early. Don't be coming while I'm telling my jokes to people.
Well, you know what's happened, and here's what I've noticed. That 696 eastbound closure. Is causing some people. So remember that, guys. Remember that if you're coming from the west side, you plan on taking 696. It is closed, heading east. Get on those mile roads. Head on over.
Yes.
Use 75. Get off an 11 mile.
We'll That's smart.
Do the whole traffic report here.
Yeah. Take your mile roads.
Do it. Take the mile roads. Get over there. And don't be late because you'll miss Robin. You don't want to do that.
You don't want to miss me. I'm fun.
Robin, and you get there early. You get a drink. Have a good time.
I love it.
Because people do that, too. They get there late, and then they come up to maybe me or Bill or whoever's working there. Hey, we ain't got a drink yet. It's like, well,
I know.
You just got
and then they're
here,
not
dude.
Drunk enough
yeah,
for my
Yeah, and
jokes.
It's like, come on. Get there early. Get a drink. Watch the whole show. You'll enjoy
I know.
It so much
You know
more.
What the best is when people like are like, oh, wait, are you first? What time do you go on?
Like, 7:30 show. I'm on at 7:31.
Don't show up at 7:42. You're going to miss me.
Yep. That's it. You will miss. And then, and then those people are always, that's always awkward. Not for you, maybe even for you so much, but if people were coming to see you, like we see this all the time on open mic and like those student showcases where people came to see their one person and they missed them. And I have to that tell them that you missed them.
Sorry, you can watch the tape.
Yeah, I'm like, well, they finished up about 10 minutes ago. Do you still want to buy a ticket? Because, I mean, there's kind of no point, but.
You should just make them buy a ticket, Joel. It's their loss.
Yeah, but I don't have to buy a ticket and then think they're going to see their person. And they're going, hey, look, just there's a thing.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
You know what I do is I go, hey, wait here. I'll go get them for you.
Aww.
Let them have that awkward.
Just have them redo the whole act for them in the lobby.
But so don't be that person. Come see Robin. Get there early.
Yes, come see me. I have some friends coming. I'm very excited.
I know that Saturday tickets are going to go very quick if they're not gone already. So think about coming to that Thursday show. The Friday late show always has tickets. So, you know, check the website, comedycastle.com. Get on it, people.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Robin, it was a pleasure talking to you.
You too. Thanks for having me, Joel.
Yeah, it was really nice. And we'll see you this weekend.
Yay. And we should get Dave Femininio to come see
us. Dave Femininio, if you're listening to this, David, if you're done collecting money for the good people, if you're done making them pay, David, as you do. I'm plugging
get
David.
Get some of your money. And come see us. Come to the castle. David. Bring your whole entire team.
Bring your team, David. And, and sponsor this podcast while you're at it. Come on. It's your old pal from grade school, Joel.
Yeah, me too.
Look how well I've done, David. Come on.
My name was Robin Sadowski in high
Robin
school.
Robin Sadowski, okay. It was Italian and Polish kids on the east side.
I'm a Polish Arab.
I'm Italian. There you go.
Yeah. Yay. Robin. Thank you.
All right, I'll see you this weekend. Thanks for talking.
Okay, bye, Joel.
Bye, Robin. Bye-bye. All right, Robin Gillerin, thank you. Good talk. Surprised to know we know the same people. Hey, there you go. I mean, you know people for years. You don't know. They know people that I know. But then you know them. So there you go. Robin Gillerin, it's going to be a fun weekend. Blaine Hill and Erica Rhodes. Should be another good one, man. Come on out this weekend. Weather's getting nice. Hopefully it's not too nice. It's been 30 degrees, 20 degrees, freezing over here. Really looking for a great break in the weather. But, hey, if it's a nice night, you get to walk around Royal Oak, have some dinner, head over to the club, and maybe have a drink after. Make a whole night of it, all right? Yeah. So, anyway, thanks for listening. Again, go to comedycastle.com to get those tickets. They are going fast for the Saturday night shows. I've checked that out. Again, let's plug the advanced comedy class. That's happening. We got one currently going. The next one starts in just about a month on Saturday, May the 10th. You can call the club to sign up at 248-542-9900. If you want the advanced comedy class, if you've done the beginner one, if not, hey, Bill Bouchard's got a great beginner comedy class that starts at the club every 4 or 5 weeks. And that can be taken on Monday. It can be done Saturday morning. Work around your schedule with that one. It's a great class. And I just want to thank everybody for listening to this. You know, we were trying to get Erica. It was kind of a stressful week. When that didn't work out, Robin stepped up. Thanks for talking to me. And thanks to you guys for listening. We'll catch you next time here on the Comedy Castle podcast.